Activists and students who support the toppling of the Confederate Silent Sam statue at UNC Chapel Hill say they've been abused and assaulted by police. Pepper spray was used at one of the last demonstrations to disperse a crowd. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says the Chapel Hill Community Policing Advisory Committee got an earful.
One after the other, people who have been protesting against the Silent Sam statue at McCorkle Place walked to the front of the room, listing incidents of when police allegedly harmed them during a recent protest. Maya Little is a UNC graduate student in history who was charged earlier this year with defacing Silent Sam.
Again, this officer directly pepper sprayed me and a number of other people. For no reason whatsoever besides to escort and help escort the white supremacists on our campus out.
UNC graduate student Sammy Siddiqui told the committee he believes certain students were targeted by police just to arrest them.
The police are there to be attack dogs of people in power. That is not going to change overnight, and that is not something you can do. What we can ask you to do is to stop having the Chapel Hill police be complicit in what is happening.
At least two of the speakers said, with the escalating tension at Silent Sam rallies, they fear someone would be seriously hurt or killed. The Community Policing Advisory Committee usually meets monthly at the Chapel Hill Police Department, but moved the gathering to the public library because of an expected overflow crowd. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue came to the meeting prepared to speak, but attendees asked that police not be present when they presented their complaints. Blue spoke with me outside.
Anybody in this community related to the Silent Sam events or otherwise who thinks a Chapel Hill police officer has behaved in a way that doesn't meet our community expectations, they need to tell me that.
More than two dozen people have been arrested since the toppling of Silent Sam last month. Chapel Hill officials say all arrests were made by UNC police. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.